奉主耶稣圣名证道。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak. Last time we talked about concise and clear knowledge as a form of strength.
一种让你可以明辨是非的力量。
A strength which allows you to know what is right and wrong.
让你可以看出真假，让你不至于陷入伪装的陷阱里面。
A strength which allows you to see truth from falsehood, which allows you to be able to not fall into hallucinations.
尤其是在现今这个弯曲背谬的时代。
Especially in such a perverse and crooked generation.
这种真知灼见更是我们不可以缺少的。
This clear and concise knowledge cannot be lacking in us.
从圣经里面我们可以看到古圣徒他们战胜各种的试探和试验。
From the Bible, we can see many of these ancient saints who have overcome many of their trials.
那都是因为他们具有某种的真知灼见啊。
And it's because they have this clear and concise knowledge.
我们就举出一些来作为我们的思考。
And we'll raise a few examples for us to ponder over.
我们是不是也有他们那一种的真知灼见呢？
Do we also have this true and clear knowledge as they have?
如果没有的话。
If we do not have,
那我们是不是应该要认真的来去思想跟明白？
Then we all the more we ought to clearly ponder and understand.
有些东西你觉得你好像明白，好像知道了。
There are certain things which you think you really understand, which you really know.
可是当考试临到的时候，
But when the test arrives,
你竟然答不上来。
You're not able to answer.
那表示你所知道的并不是真的知道。
Then this shows that what you think you know,
you actually don't know. 如果你真的知道的话。
Because if you actually do know,
你随时可以面对考试，你随时可以答得来，而且答得对的。
Then you are able to meet a test at any time, and you are able to answer the correct answer.
所以在信仰上有许多的东西，我们必须是要真知灼见，而不能够是一知半解的。
So with regards to our faith, there are many things which we have to know this true and concise knowledge, and not be partial in our knowledge.
我们请看约伯记十九章。
Let's turn to Job chapter 19.
二十五节到二十七节
，verse 25 to verse 27。
约伯记十九章二十五到二十七节
，Job chapter 19 verse 25 to 27。verse 25, for I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand at last on the earth. And after my skin is destroyed, this I know, that in my flesh I shall see God. verse 27, whom I shall see for myself.And my eyes shall behold, and not another. How my heart yearns within me.
这就是约伯的真知灼见。
This is the clear, the true, and concise knowledge of Job.
你是不是跟他一样的知道呢？
Do you also know this?
约伯遭遇到家破人亡的痛苦。
Job met with the pains of losing his family and people dying.
这种的遭遇对他来说可以说是非常的不公平。
This kind of happenings on him is something which seems unfair.
一个如此敬畏神、如此爱人的人，怎么会遭遇到这么样的痛苦呢？
How can such a man who loves God, who is so devout, yet he undergoes so much suffering?
神的看顾在哪里呢？
Where is this guidance or protection of God?
敬畏神的好处又怎么样可以看得到呢？
And how can you see the goodness of fearing God?
在这个时候。
At this moment,
你还有勇气活下去、信下去吗？
Are you still able to hold on to believe?
可是约伯仍然有勇气活下去。
But Job was still able to courageously believe.
而更难得的是，他仍然敬畏真神到底。
And all the more, he feared God to the end.
因为他清楚地知道。
Because he knew for himself.
我的救赎主是活着的。
That my Redeemer lives.
我的神是活的神。
My God is a living God.
他看得见我一切的遭遇。
He can see everything which happens to me.
他会拯救我的。
And he will deliver me.
如果他不拯救我的肉体。
If he does not deliver my body.
我的肉体就死亡了。
Then my body will go into ashes.
可是他必定就拯救我的灵魂。
But he shall save my soul.
我必亲眼看见他。
And I shall see him for myself.
他也告诉我们。
And he tells us.
我的神是审判的主。
My God is also a God who judges.
到了末了，他必站立在这个地上来按公义审判。
On the last days, he will stand at last on the earth and judge with righteousness.
到那个时候，他一定还给我一个公道。
And at that moment in time, he will return to me what is rightfully mine.
神曾经说过的。
God said this before.
深渊在我，我必审判。
Vengeance is mine, I will repay.
因此，约伯仍然坚持他的敬畏。
Therefore, Job continued to fear God.
请看传道书第八章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 8.
传道书第八章
Ecclesiastes chapter 8，
我们读第十节到十三节
Verses 10 to verse 13. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 10 to verse 13. Verse 10, then I saw the wicked buried, who had come and gone from the place of holiness, and they were forgotten in the city where they had so done. This also is vanity. Verse 11, because the sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Verse 12, though a sinner does evil 100 times, and his days are prolonged, yet I surely know that it will be well with those who fear God, who fear before him. Verse 13, but it will not be well with the wicked, nor will he prolong his days, which are as a shadow, because he does not fear before God.
传道者观察人间种种的遭遇。
Here the preacher has seen everything which undergoes under the sun.
他看到恶人反倒平安无事，真的是寿终正寝。
He sees that these evil people, they seem to be at peace.
可是行正直事、敬畏神的人呢，却受尽苦难，甚至被人家赶离开圣地。
Well, those who fear God, they undergo suffering and are even forced to leave this holy place.
为什么会这样呢？
Why?
他得到一个结论。
He came to this conclusion.
他说因为断定罪名，但是神没有立刻施行审判，所以世人就不怕。
Because the sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set to do evil.
如果人一犯错，神就立刻审判的话，我看人就不敢随便来犯错。
When a man sins, he is immediately punished by God. Then I think man will not dare to do anything wrong.
但是就是因为人犯了罪，但是神没有立刻执行审判，因此他们也不在意了。
But it's because after they have sinned, God does not immediately punish them. Therefore, they do not care.
所以人的心就越来越凶。
So man starts to become more and more unashamed.
虽然作恶百次。倒想长久的日子，那这样谁还要做一个敬畏神的人呢？
So even though they do evil, and yet they prolong their lives, if this is the case, why would anybody want to be a righteous man?
但是传道者说，
But the preacher says,
然而我准知道，
But I know this,
神必有一个公义的审判的。
That God will have a righteous judgment.
到将来神一定按公义，按个人的行为来审判个人。
In the future, God will judge a person according to his works.According to his righteousness.
因此不要只是看到眼前的快乐。
So do not just see the happiness which is before you.
也因此不要在乎眼前的痛苦。
And do not just see the pain which is before you.
眼前的快乐或者是痛苦都是转眼之间就过去的。
The pain and the suffering as well the enjoyment before you, they will pass away very soon.
重要的是将来那一种永远的快乐跟永远的痛苦，那才是我们认真考虑和选择的。
What is important is this eternal enjoyment and this eternal punishment. That is something for us to consider.
因此约伯他明白。
So Job understood.
他有这一种的真知灼见。
He had this true and concise knowledge.
因此他有勇气继续的敬畏真神，继续的活下去。
Therefore he had this bravery to continue to live, to continue to fear God.
反倒你看他的妻子就没有这一种的真知灼见了。
Whereas for his wife, she did not have this kind of knowledge.
在这个时候，她竟然离开神，埋怨神。
At this moment in time, she left God and murmured against God.
我们想
，We think about this.
她也不是一样跟约伯敬畏神的吗
？Was she not a person who also feared God like Job?
她也不是一样体验到真神怎么样的祝福他们吗
？Did she also not feel the blessings of God?
她好像是相信神，也知道神呢、啊。
It seems as though she understood God and she.Believe in him.
但他是真知灼见吗
？But did she have this true and concise knowledge?
当考验临到的时候
，When the test came,
他竟然考不及格了。
He was not able to pass.
他离去神了。
She left God.
我们呢
？What about us?
约伯的真知灼见就是一种勇气。
This true and concise knowledge of Job is a courage.
让他可以面对苦难和面对各种的不公平。
This allowed him to face all the difficulties and to face all this injustice.
而仍然敬畏真神到底。
And all the way to the very end, he feared God.
好，我们请看提摩太后书第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太后书第一章。
2 Timothy chapter 1.
12节。
Verse 12. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. Verse 12. For this reason, I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, For I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day.
这就是保罗的真知灼见。
This is the clear and concise knowledge of Paul.
在这个时候，保罗的工作和他的生命已经接近尾声了。
At this moment in time, Paul's ministry as well as his life was about to come to an end.
他这一次被抓，很可能就被定罪，那被判死刑了。
At this moment when he was captured and imprisoned, he was probably to be executed.
面对这样的冤枉，这样的委屈，你要如何来接受这个事实呢？
Undergoing such sufferings and such pains, how are you able to face such a fact?
他一生，他把他的一生一切都这样的奉献给主耶稣。
He gave his whole life, offered his whole life, as a sacrifice for Jesus Christ.
可是他却得到的是这样的结局。
But what end did he result in?
如果你是保罗，
if you were Paul,
在这样的结局之下，你有什么感想呢？
If you were to meet this kind of end, what would be in your mind?
你是不是心里有很多的慌乱，有很多的怨恨？
Would you be full of hatred in your heart? Will you be bewildered?
你会不会后悔你这样的把你的一切交托给主呢？
Will you regret that you have given your whole life for the Lord?
但是我们看到保罗却是那么样的平静。
But we see that Paul is so calm.
他把他的生命一切都交托给神。
He gave his whole life to the Lord.
他说，我知道我所信的是谁。
He said, for I know whom I have believed.
你看他这种真知灼见是一种的把握。
You can see that his kind of knowledge is a kind of guarantee.
一种没有后悔的交托。
A guarantee in which he had no regret in entrusting.
这一种的真知灼见让他可以放下他的心头大事。
So this kind of true knowledge and true and concise knowledge allowed him to put down everything else in his heart.
这一种的把握让他没有后悔奉献他的一切。
This kind of guarantee did not allow him not to regret that he had given up his whole life for this.
让他可以平静的来接受这一切的遭遇。
It allowed him to calmly face all these things which were happening to him.
我们有没有这种的真知灼见呢？
Do we have this kind of true and concise knowledge?
我们拿施洗约翰来比较，你就可以清楚的了解。
If we were to compare him with John the Baptist, we can understand.
施洗约翰到最后，他也是被关在监牢里面。
John the Baptist in the end was also imprisoned.
他也是面对这种的冤屈。
And he also met with the same kind of sufferings which Paul did.
他也要面对死亡的结局了。
He was also about to face this death sentence.
可是在这个时候，他却放不下他的心头大事。
But at this moment in time, he was not able to put down this block which was in his heart.
不是说他怕死。
It wasn't that he was afraid of death.
而是他心里怀疑了。
But it was because he started to doubt.
我所信的主真的是救赎主吗？
Is this Lord whom I believe in truly the one who comes to save?
在这个时候他没有那一种的真知灼见了。
At this moment in time, he didn't have this true and concise knowledge.
因此他心里是慌乱的。
So in his heart, he was full of anxiety.
但是幸好他会去肯定。
But it was good for him that he went to confirm.
请看路加福音的第七章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 7,
20节。
Gospel of Luke chapter 7, verse 20.Luke chapter 7 verse 20. When the men had come to him, they said, John the Baptist has sent us to you, saying, Are you the coming one, or do we look for another?
他派两个门徒去见主耶稣。
So John the Baptist sent two disciples to seek Jesus Christ.
这两个人对主耶稣说，
And these two men said to Jesus Christ,
施洗约翰打发我们来问你这个问题。
John the Baptist has sent us to you, saying,
那将要来的是你吗？还是我们等候别人呢？
Are you the coming one, or do we seek another?
约翰在这个时候竟然怀疑了。
At this moment in time, we see that John doubted.
他本来不是最清楚的吗？
Before this, was he not the one who was clearest?
为什么说他是最清楚的呢？
Why was he the one who had this clearest idea of what
was happening? 当别人还不认识耶稣是谁的时候，他早已经知道耶稣是谁了。
When others did not know who this Jesus Christ was, he knew that who Jesus Christ was.
因为神曾经对他说，
Because the Lord, God told him,
当你看见谁领受到圣灵的时候，谁就是我要差来的基督。
That upon whom you see this Holy Spirit descend upon him, this is the one whom I am sending.
所以当施洗约翰为主耶稣施洗的时候，
So when John the Baptist baptized Jesus Christ,
圣灵好像鸽子降在主耶稣的身上。
The Holy Spirit descended in the form of a dove onto Jesus Christ.
他看见了，他想起主的话，神的话。
And when John the Baptist saw this, he remembered the words of God.
他很肯定地说, 这就是神的羔羊。
So he was assured and said that this is the Lamb of God.
他叫他的门徒去跟随这个基督。
And he told his disciples to follow after this Christ.
他才是救主, 我不是, 我只是基督的先锋。
He is the Christ. He is the one who should follow. I am not. I am just the forerunner.
这样说起来, 他不是最清楚的吗?
So does this not show that he was supposed to be the clearest?
可是经过时间的淘汰, 经过苦难的折磨,
But after the test of time and the sufferings which he underwent,
人会产生许多的疑惑和软弱的。
Perhaps people will start to have doubts and be weak.
尤其他看到耶稣所做的一切,
Because after he had seen what Jesus Christ had did,
怎么到现在还没有动工呢?
Why does it seem as though he has not started his work of salvation yet?
弥赛亚应该做轰轰烈烈的大事才对啊。
The Messiah should do something which is great and awesome.
为什么他只是医病赶鬼做这些普通的事情而已呢?
But why does he do simple things like casting away of demons and healing the sick?
这样要什么时候才能够复兴大卫的王国啊?
When can this kingdom of David be restored?
没有任何的招兵买马，没有任何的计划。
He didn't buy any, he didn't get any army, he didn't look for, he didn't have any plans.
所以他怀疑了。
So John started to doubt.
但是他懂得来去肯定。
But he knew that he knew how to confirm.
那么他就安心下来了。
And after he confirmed, he was rest assured.
我们在信仰上是不是也有这样的怀疑?
In our life of faith, do we have times when we also start to doubt?
失去了那一种的把握。
We start to lose that kind of assurance which we once had.
使我们不敢交托。
So we do not dare to entrust.
我们只是在那边徘徊, 甚至停顿下来了。
And perhaps you have even stopped walking forward.
今天你还信任你所信的主耶稣吗?
Today, do you still believe in this Jesus Christ whom you believe?
你敢把你的生命和一切交托给他吗?
Do you dare to entrust your whole life to him?
你说交托了, 但是你真的放下心头大事吗?
You say that you have entrusted, but have you already passed everything onto him?
你会把一个重要的东西交给一个你不认识的人吗?
Would you pass something which is very important to you to someone whom you do not know?
你当然不会。
Definitely not.
因为你没有把握信任他。
Because you do not have this confidence in him.
你虽然认识他, 可是你不太认识他。
Although you know him, but you do not truly understand him.
你对他是没有把握的。
So you cannot be assured.
所以你绝对不会把重要的东西交给他。
So you would never entrust something which is very important to you to him.
那这样想起来,
So if we consider it this way, today we do not dare to entrust everything to our Lord.
是不是因为我们对我们的主也不很认识?
Is it because we do not truly understand our Lord?
所以我们不敢信任，我们也放不下心来。
So we do not dare to entrust everything to Him. We cannot put everything into His care.
因此在信仰上我们没有办法 勇往前进。
So in our life of faith, we're not able to take the steps forward.
甚至我们做了牧道者这么多年, 但是我们都不敢下决心来受洗做主的门徒。
Perhaps we have been truth-seeking for many, many years, and we are still not able to take the step forward to become his disciple.
我们请看路加福音的24章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 24.
路加福音24章。
Gospel of Luke chapter 24.
我们读36节到42节。
Verse 36 to verse 42. Luke chapter 24, verse 36 to 42. Verse 36. Now as they said these things, Jesus stood in the midst of them and said to them, Peace to you. Verse 37. But they were terrified and frightened and supposed they had seen a spirit. Verse 38. And he said to them, Why are you troubled? And why do your doubts rise in your hearts? Verse 39, Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see I have. Verse 40, When he had said these things, he showed them his hands and his feet. Verse 41, But while they still did not believe for joy and marvel, he said to them, Have you any food here? Verse 42, So they gave him a piece of broiled fish and some honeycomb.
43节.
Verse 43, And he took it and ate it in their presence.
我们看到使徒们的信心了吗?
Do we see the faith of the disciples?
到耶稣基督已经复活了。
When Jesus Christ had already resurrected,
但是他们仍然不敢相信。
They still didn't dare to believe.
所以他们心里有许多的疑惑。
So they still had many doubts in their hearts.
就算耶稣显现向他们说愿你们平安。
Even when Jesus Christ appeared and stood in their midst and said, Peace to you.
们却惊慌害怕。
They were terrified and frightened.
他们以为看到的是鬼魂啊。
But they supposed they had seen a spirit.
在这样的时候，他们仍然不知道他们所信的耶稣到底是谁。
At this moment in time, they still didn't know Jesus whom they had believed in.
而主耶稣其实是知道的。
But Jesus Christ knew.
所以主耶稣这一次向他们的显现。
So Jesus Christ, when he appeared to them,
就是要让他们坚定他们的信心。
Was so that they could convict. They were convicted in their faith.
让他们真正的认识，真正的明白。
So that they truly knew and they truly understood.
所以主耶稣说。
So Jesus Christ said,
你们看我的手，看我的脚。
Behold my hands and my feet.
你们就知道实在是我了。
That it is I myself.
魂是无骨无肉的，但你们看我是有的。
Handle me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see I have.
耶稣基督真的复活了。
Jesus Christ truly had resurrected.
他真的是我们的神。
And he is our God.
不但是这样
，Not only this，
不只给他们看
，Not only did he allow the disciples to see，
耶稣吩咐他们
，He told them，
你们有什么吃的没有
？Do you have anything to eat？
那他们就给他一片烧鱼
，So they gave him a piece of broiled fish。
他接过来，在他们的面前吃了
，And he took it and ate it in their presence。
这绝对不是一种的幻觉
，This is not a hallucination。
这也绝对不是一个意象
，Nor is this a vision。
这是一个真实的事情
，This is an incident which happened。
耶稣基督活在他们的眼前了
，Jesus Christ was resurrected and living before them。
41节记载
，Verse 41 records，
他们喜得不敢信。
They still did not believe for joy.
并不是他们不相信了。
It isn't that they didn't believe.
只是他们的太过欢喜了。我们所不相信的竟然是一个确实的事情。
It's because they're too joyful that what they didn't believe before is now a fact.
从今天开始。
From today forth, this day forth.
你看到门徒他们的思想和他们的观念完全的改变了。
You see that the disciples had a change in their concept.And their thinking.
因为他们的思想观念改变。
Because of this change in their concept.
你也看到他们的生命和他们的行动，他们的生活也完全改变了。
You see that their lives, their actions, they have changed.
从此以后，他们不再不承认耶稣基督。
They no longer denied the Lord Jesus Christ.
纵使被关、被鞭打，他们也没有后悔。
Even if they were captured and imprisoned and even beaten, they did not regret.
他们仍然的相信。传扬耶稣基督。
They still believe in Jesus Christ and preach Jesus Christ.
因为他们现在真的知道他们所信的是谁了。
Because they truly know whom they have believed.
就像保罗一样。
Just like Paul.
因为他有这种真知灼见。
Because Paul had this true and concise knowledge.
因此他心里有一种把握。
So he had this assurance in his heart.
一种没有后悔的交托。
Assurance which allows him not to regret.
我们是不是也有这种真知灼见呢
？Do we also have this kind of true and concise knowledge?
你能够放下你的心头大事，把你的一切都交托给你所信靠的主吗
？Are you able to put all the heavy things which are in your heart and entrust them to the Lord Jesus Christ?
我们看路加福音第一章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 1.
我们读第一节到第四节。
Gospel of Luke chapter 1, verse 1-4.Luke chapter 1, verse 1 to 4, verse 1. Inasmuch as many have taken in hand to set in order a narrative of those things which have been fulfilled among us, verse 2, just as those who were from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word delivered them to us, verse 3, it seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write to you an orderly account, most excellent Theophilus.Verse 4, that you may know the certainty of these things in which you were instructed.
这是路加的真知灼见。
This is a true and concise knowledge of Luke.
虽然他已经听见这个福音。
Although he had already heard of this gospel.
虽然他也已经相信了这个福音。
And he had already believed in this gospel.
但是他自己却下功夫详细查考这个福音。
But he himselfTook it in his hand to set in order the things of this concerning this gospel.
让他自己知道所学之道都是确实的。
So that he knew that whatever he had learned is true.
不但是这样。
Not only that.
他也勉励所有信主的人。
He also encourages all those who believe in the Lord.
都要像他有这样的真知灼见。
To have this kind of true and concise knowledge.
虽然有人带领我们认识耶稣基督。
Although there are people who bring us.To know Jesus Christ.
我们也听了许多的道理。
And we have heard many, many sermons.
可是对你所信的道理，你自己有没有详细去查考呢
？But towards this teaching which you have heard, have you set your heart to look for it by yourself?
你有没有自己确实的知道我所信的是确实的呢
Do you truly believe that what you have believed in is actually true?
还是我们只是听传道讲, 听我的好朋友讲?
Or do we only listen to what the preacher says and we or our friend says?
但是你自己怎么说呢?
But what do you yourself say?
就好像我们把一棵树苗种下去了。
It's like when you plant a seed.
这个树苗必须要自己向下扎根, 然后向上成长的。
And this tree has to grow roots into the ground and it has to grow up by itself.
我们信主以后,
after we have believed in the Lord,
我们就像这个树苗一样,
we also like this little tree.
我们必须向下扎根, 我们也必须向上成长, 开花结果。
We have to be rooted downwards and we have to grow upwards and open and blossom and give forth fruit.
那这样自己才能够面对风吹, 雨淋, 水冲, 而不至于被摧毁啊。
And if we are rooted like this, then we will not be we'll be able to withstand winds and storms.
我们请看约翰福音的第四章。
Let's turn to John chapter 4.
我们读40跟40到42节。
Verse 40 to 42. The Gospel of John chapter 4, verse 40 to 42. Verse 40. So when the Samaritans had come to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. Verse 41, and many more believed because of his own word. Verse 42, then they said to the woman, now we believe, not because of what you said, for we ourselves have heard him, and we know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world.
你知道为什么撒玛利亚人会来见耶稣并且相信耶稣吗?
Do you know why did these Samaritans come to look for Jesus and to believe in him?
在39节里面记载,
in verse 39 it records,
说这城里面有好些撒玛利亚人信了耶稣, 那是因为那个妇人作见证说, 他将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了。
Verse 39 says, and many of the Samaritans of that city believed in him because of the word of the woman who testified, he told me all that I ever did.
我们知道耶稣跟那个撒玛利亚的妇人要水喝。
We know that Jesus Christ requested water from this Samaritan woman.
我们看到主耶稣放下这么 重要的事情,
we see Jesus Christ laying aside his other important work to preach to this Samaritan woman.
值得吗?
Was it worth?
这是一个淫乱的女子啊。
This woman was an adulterous woman.
她会相信吗?
Would she ever believe?
信了以后她又能够做什么呢?
And after she had believed, what could she do?
我们把这么多的时间投资在她的身上, 合算吗?
If you are to invest so much time in this woman, would it be worthwhile?
这大概就是我们的了解吧。
Perhaps this is what we will think.
可是你不知道以后的发展怎样。
But you will never know what will happen afterwards.
这里让我们看到那以后的发展。
From here we can see what happens afterwards.
许多撒玛利亚人就是因为这个妇人的见证来相信耶稣的。
Many of these Samaritans believe in Jesus Christ because of the testimony of this Samaritan woman.
而更重要的是什么?
And what is more important?
我们看到这些撒玛利亚人, 是真的相信的。
We see these Samaritans, they truly believed for themselves.
他们来见耶稣,
when they came to see Jesus Christ,
他们求耶稣给他们多一点的时间。
They urged him to stay so that they had more time with him.
耶稣就住了2天。
So Jesus Christ stayed with them 2 days.
在这2天当中, 他们认真地听到和问道。
And in the midst of these 2 days, they sincerely listened and asked questions.
他们要真的相信。
They wanted to truly believe.
他们要详细的了解。
They wanted to have a complete understanding.
因此在41节里面记载,
therefore in verse 41 it records,
42节记载,
sorry, verse 42 it records,
他们对这个妇人说,
they said this to the woman,
现在我们信不是因为你的话, 是我们亲自听见了, 知道这真是救世主。
Now we believe not because of what you said, for we ourselves have heard him, and we know that this indeed is the Christ, the Savior of the world.
他们真的知道了。
So they truly knew.
因为他们详细地去查考。
Because they set their hearts to search and look out.
这个信仰已经成为他们的信仰。
And this kind of faith has become their own faith.
而重要的这个信仰是建立在主耶稣的话上, 而不是人的话上。
And what is more important is this faith is based or built upon the words of Jesus Christ and not on the words of man.
人会变的, 但是主才是不会变的。
Man will change, but Jesus will never change.
所以如果你的信仰是建立在人的身上,
so if your faith is built on other people,
这个带领你来的人, 或者传福音给你的人, 他很好啊。
Perhaps this person who has brought you to believe, or this person who preaches to you, is someone who is very good.
所以你也要学他一样, 信耶稣真好。
So you want to follow after him and believe in Jesus Christ.
那有一天这个人变了呢?
But what if one day this person changes?
他变成很不好了。
He becomes very bad.
他欺骗了你的感情。
He starts to, he has deceived your emotions.
他欺骗了你的钱财。
He has cheated you of your money.
在这个时候，你还要信下去吗？
At this moment in time, do you still want to believe?
所以信仰要自己去建立。
So faith is something which you have to build up by yourself.
虽然是通过人带领我们，介绍我们认识主耶稣。
Although it's through man that we are able to know Jesus Christ.
甚至是经过传道执事讲解给我们听。
And it's also through the preachers who perhaps allow us to have further understanding.
但是路加说，你必须自己去详细查考。
But Luke says that you have to set things in order by yourself.
把自己信仰的根深深地扎在主耶稣的道理上。
After having researched, then you yourself must have this root on the word of Jesus Christ.
这样的信仰才经得起考验，才不会被摧毁啊。
And such faith can withstand tests of time and will not be blown away.
所以路加所说的真知灼见啊，就是一种巩固，巩固你的根基，巩固你的信仰。
So this true and concise knowledge of Luke is something which is a stay for your faith.
你的信仰是不是这么样的巩固的呢？
Is your faith so strong?
如果面对试探的时候，
If you were to meet with test,
当众人都跌倒离去的时候，
When everyone else falls and starts to leave,
你是不是也要一样的离去呢？
Will you also leave?
还是你真知灼见？
Or will you have this true and concise knowledge?
主啊，你有永生之道，我们还要跟从谁呢？
Lord, you have the words of eternal life. To whom shall we go?
因此，我们要殷勤读圣经。
So we have to read the Bible daily, diligently read the Bible.
我们要详细查考我们所听的道理。
We have to search out what we have heard.
让我们真的知道，让我们真的相信。
So that we truly know and we truly believe.
好，那我们先来讲约翰的真知灼见。
Now we'll talk about this true and concise knowledge of John.
你想约翰的真知灼见是哪一种呢？
What is this true and concise knowledge of John?
当然有很多方面。
Of course, there are many aspects.
但是有一样很重要的。
But there's one which is very important.
他这样的告诉我们。
He told us this.
请看约翰一书第三章。
First John chapter 3.
第一节跟第二节。
Verse 1 and 2. First John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Verse 1. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called the children of God. Therefore the world does not know us, because it did not know him. Verse 2. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
你真的知道你是神的儿女吗？
Do you truly know that you are the children of God?
如果你真的知道，
If you truly know,
那你的反应是什么呢？
What would be your reaction?
你会因为这个身份而感觉到荣耀吗？
Would you feel glorious because you have this kind of status?
你会因为知道这个身份而懂得珍惜吗？
Would you because of this kind of status, know how to treasure it?
还是你认为什么叫做神的儿女？
Or you think to yourself, what is this son of God?
你根本都不把它放在眼中。
What's so important about it?
反倒你很羡慕某某财主的儿女，某某名人的儿女。
But you are very envious of someone who is a rich man's son or some famous person's son.
如果我是他的儿女多么好啊！
If I was the child of this person,
我今天要什么就可以得到什么了。
What I want, I can get.
我又不用这么辛苦了。
I do not have to live such a hard life.
我就可以快乐享受我的人生呢。
I can enjoy my life.
那就算我没有。
And even if I do not have.
可是我也要争取。
But I will seek after.
争取成为一个财主，争取成为一个名人。
So that I can become a rich man or I become a famous man.
让我在这个世界上有让人家可以羡慕的名誉和地位。
So that in this world, perhaps I can allow other people to be envious of me.
那么你想不想成为神的儿女呢？
So do you want to be the son of the children of God?
神的儿女是不是很尊贵呢？
Is this children of God something which is very glorious?
哎呀，不要跟我讲这个。
Don't talk to me about this.
我们不喜欢听这个道理。
We don't want to listen to such teachings.
今天许多神的儿女已经不把自己当作是神的儿女。
Today, many children of God have no longer regarded themselves as the children of God.
可是约翰长老这样告诉我们。
But Elder John tells us this.
你看，父赐给我们是何等的慈爱。
Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us.
如果你讲述神的慈爱的时候，
When you are talking about the love of God,
你要怎么见证神的慈爱呢？
How would you want to witness this love of God?
我听了不少的见证，我相信你们也听了，也许比我更多。
I've heard of many testimonies, but I think you also have heard of many testimonies too.
当他们见证神怎样爱他的时候，他们见证什么呢？
When you talk about how the Lord loves them, what do they testify?
他在贫穷的时候，主耶稣祝福他，他现在富足了。
When they were poor, the Lord Jesus Christ blessed them, and now they are rich.
主是多么的爱我。
Oh, how the Lord loves me.
我在病痛当中，医生说绝望了。
When I'm sick,And the doctor says there is no hope for me.
可是主耶稣医治了我。
But Jesus Christ has healed me.
主耶稣多么的爱我。
Oh, the love of God.
我考试考不及格的。
When I actually failed my exams.
人家都笑我的。
Everyone else is laughing
at me. 但是我祷告靠主。
But after prayer and I relied on God.
很奇妙的，我竟然考到了。
Miraculously, I have gone. I got the grade.
主耶稣多么的爱我。
Oh, the love of.Jesus.
我们听了好多好多这一种的慈爱。
We have heard of many of such teachings.
这些慈爱都是关系到我们的肉体的。
But such love has only entails our physical body.
坦白地说。
And frankly speaking,
这些福气，那些微信主耶稣的人，他们不用靠主耶稣，他们自己也可以得到这一些啊。
Such blessings, other people outside do not have to rely on Jesus Christ. They can also attain such blessings.
那有什么分别呢？
So what is the difference?
那有一天这些福气、这些平安变成苦难的时候呢？
What if one day all these blessings you have they turn into sorrows?
那你要用什么来见证神的慈爱？
What will you use to testify of the love of God?
在你的心中，你还有主耶稣的爱，还有那一种的温暖和感激吗？
At this moment in time, do you still have the love of God, love of a Father in your heart?
是可见的，我们的信仰、我们的了解是多么的肤浅。
So you can show how shallow our knowledge, our belief is.
我们仍然只是关心到我们肉体的需要，我们欲望的满足。
You only look at the things which are pertain to our physical aspect.
可是有一个最重要的。
But there's one important thing.
却是我们忽略的。
And that is a thing which we have overlooked.
那就是主耶稣使我们的称为神的儿女。
That is that Jesus Christ has allowed us to become the children of God.
为了让我们得到这个神儿女的名分
And in order for us to gain this status of this children of God
你知道神要付出多么大的代价吗
What was this price which God had to pay
他必须离开天上的宝座
He had to leave this throne from heaven
他必须道成肉身来到这个世上
He had to come to this world in the form of flesh
他最后必须死在十字架上
And in the very end he had to give his life on the cross
然后才能够赐给我们这种神儿女的名分
And only then are we able to attain thisstatus of the children of God.
这才是神真正的慈爱。
And this is the love of God.
这才是真正的恩典。
This is the true grace.
这才是真正让我们佩服和感动的。
This is something which allows us to be moved.
因为要叫你从死里复活，神不用离开天上的宝座啊，他只讲一句话，起来，你就活了。
Because if you want to just resurrect from the dead,Then God can just say a word and you can be resurrected.
他要道成肉身来这个世上才能够叫你从死里复活吗
Does he have to come to this world in the form of flesh? Then only you will be able to resurrect.
他要死在十字架上才能够叫你从死里复活才能够给你财富吗
Must he die on the cross? Then only can he resurrect you. Then only can he give you money.
这些都是轻而易举的事情啊
All of these things are very simple things.
但是要让你可以成为神的儿女
But in order that you become the children of God,
他却必须要这样付出这么大的代价
You have to give such a heavy price.
我们必须这样的了解
We have to understand this.
这样你就会知道
Then you will know.
父赐给我们的是何等的慈爱
What manner of love the Father has given unto us.
使我们得称为神的儿女
That we should be called the children of God.
也许你不相信
Perhaps you do not believe.
也许你不看重
Perhaps you do not have regard for this.
但是约翰说
But John says,
我们也真的是他的儿女。
And beloved, now we are the children of God.
世人所以不认识我们是神的儿女，那是因为他们未曾认识他。
The world does not know us to be children of God because they do not know him.
这个不认识他的是不是也包括你在内？
Are you also included in these people who do not know God?
你是不是也不知道主耶稣怎么样的爱我们，怎么样赐给我们这个神儿女的名分？
Do you also belong to this category of people who do not know that God loves us so much that so that we can attain this status?
你也还是像世上的人一样，只是要求肉体的财富、肉体的平安、肉体的一切？
Do you belong to the category of people who still want the things of the world? They want to enjoy the things of the world?
为什么不约翰说我们真的是神的儿女呢
？Why did Elder John say that we are the children of God？
因为有圣灵的见证。
Because there's this testimony of the Holy Spirit。
保罗曾经说过。
Paul once said。
你们既然是神的儿女
，Since you are the children of God，
神就差遣他儿子的灵进入你们的内心。
God has sent His the Spirit into our hearts calling out Abba Father.
呼叫神为阿爸父，他已经翻出来了，比我快一步。 保罗也说，圣灵跟我们的心一同见证，我们是神的儿女。
Paul also said that the Holy Spirit testifies with our heart that we are the children of God.
知道这两处圣经在哪里吗？
Do you know where is this recorded in the Bible?
不只是我们自己说。
Not only do we say this,
圣灵也做见证,
even the Holy Spirit testifies this.
是的, 他真的是神的儿女,
that truly we are the children of God.
So we are
truly the children of God.
现在如何, 还未显明,
it is not yet known what we will be in the future.
但是当主耶稣基督再显现的时候,
but when the Lord appears,
我们就要好像他一样,
we shall see him as he is.
在那个时候你就知道神儿女的身份是多么的尊贵和荣耀了。
And at that time you'll know how glorious this status of being a son is.
但是很可惜的,
but very sadly,
在那个时候也有许多神的儿女会后悔莫及。
At that time there will be many children of God who will regret.
就好像以扫一样,
like Esau.
他不看重这个长子的名分。
He didn't have regard for this firstborn, the status of being the firstborn.
他因为贪爱世界, 他把长子的名分轻易地出卖了。
For the love of the world, he just gave up his firstborn.
等他知道这个神长子名分是这么重要的时候,
and when he realized that the importance of this status of being the firstborn,
已经太迟了。
It was really too late.
圣经说,
the Bible records,
他虽然哀哭切齿, 但是已经来不及了。
Although he pleaded in tears, it was too late.
后悔已经没有用了。
There was no longer room. Even if you regret, you cannot do anything.
当你活着的时候，你的后悔会对你有帮助的。
While you're still alive, when you regret, this regret can help you.
可是等到神的审判来到的时候,
but when the judgment of God comes,
等到你面对死亡的时候,
when you face death,
你才来后悔,
and you regret,
那往往你是已经太迟了。
Then that will be too late.
所以约翰长老勉励我们,
so Elder John encourages us.
第三节,
in verse 3,
凡向他有这指望的, 就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。
And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure.
凡犯罪的就是违背律法，违背律法就是罪。
Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness.
你们知道主曾显现是要除掉人的罪，在他并没有罪。
You know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him there is no sin.
如果我们真的是神的儿女,
if we are truly the sons of God,
你真的相信,
and we truly believe this,
那么你就应当要洁净自己,
then we will also purify ourselves,
等到主耶稣再来那一天,
so that when the Lord comes,
你就能够得到荣耀和尊贵,
you will be able to receive honor and glory.
可是如果你贪爱世界, 你放纵肉体的情欲,
but if you love the world and you give way to your lust,
那总有一天你会后悔莫及的。
Then one day you will regret.
约翰这种的真知灼见, 就是一种洁身自爱。
This kind of true and concise knowledge of John is a knowledge which allows him to purify himself.
我是神的儿女,
that I am the children of God.
我应当保守自己,
and I will keep myself.
好, 很快的, 我讲彼得的真知灼见。
Now jump to the next one, which is the true and concise knowledge of Peter.
他说什么呢?
What did Peter say?
彼得后书第三章,
2 Peter chapter 3.
第三节,
chapter 3 verse 3. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 3. Verse 3. Knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lust.
第四节,
4. And saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation.
在每一个时代都有人传讲耶稣基督要再临。
At every generation, there are people who have preached that Jesus Christ will come again.
也在任何一个时代都有许多的人不相信。
And at every generation, there are also people who do not believe in this.
包括基督徒在内。
And this includes Christians.
他们应该是相信耶稣基督再来的。
They ought to be people who believe that Jesus Christ will come again.
但是他们好像不知道耶稣基督要再来一样。
But it seems as though they are living as though Jesus will not come again.
他把这个当作是一个笑话或者是一个故事。
They think of this as a joke.
或者是拿来恐吓人的。
Think of this as something which is just used to threaten other people.
有一个基督教的漫画讽刺这些传道人。
There's a Christian comic which actually makes fun of, pokes fun at this kind of preachers.
传道者在讲台上高声极力地说耶稣基督要再来，灵魂要审判。
The preacher is on the pulpit and preaching very vehemently about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
两个基督徒在下面在谈话。
There are two Christians at the bottom sitting and talking.
我们教会现在需要钱吗? 还是这个传道人想要加薪呢?
Does our church require money right now, or does this preacher want an increase in his income?
要来吓我们, 让我们赶快奉献多一点钱。
So he's trying to scare us so that we offer more money.
末日真的是用来恐吓人吗?
Is this last day truly used just to threaten people?
耶稣肯定他的再来。
Jesus Christ confirmed that he will come.
他也引证挪亚的时代跟罗德的时代。
And he used the examples of the times, the days of Noah and the days of Lot.
那时代的人也不一样，不相信。
At that time, at those times, the people also didn't believe.
可是真的洪水就来了。
But the flood came.
罗德的儿女们也不相信。
During the time of Lot, the sons of Lot didn't believe.
可是天火真的降下来了。
But the fire from heaven came down.
但是他们都已经面对他们的审判了。
And they have already faced their own judgment.
而我们呢?
And for us,
耶稣说,
Jesus Christ said,
你们知道分辨这个天气如何?
You know how to discern the weather.
但是你们怎么不懂得分辨现在是什么时候呢?
But why do you not know how to discern the times?
你说现在是什么时候?
Do you know what time you're living in?
当然我知道现在是要结束唱歌然后散会的时候啦。
Well, of course I know, now's the time for us to end our sermon, rise up and sing the hymn.
我们每天就是这样而已吗?
Do we just live our lives like this?
来聚会,然后散会回家?
We come for service and after we end our service, and we just wait for the next service?
或者根本不再等了?
Or do we even stop waiting for the next
觉得聚会没有什么重要啊?
And we feel that services are nothing.
觉得听来听去也都是听这样的道理啊?
We're always listening to the same old thing.
我们的灵性上也根本没有一种的警醒啊?
There's no longer this watchfulness in our spirit.
但是幸好不是每一个基督徒都是这样的。
But it's a good thing that not all Christians are like this.
有一些人真正的相信,
there are some who truly believe this.
他们知道主要再来,
you know that the Lord will come again.
他们相信主耶稣的话,
and they believe the word of Jesus Christ.
因此他们警醒准备,
and that is why they are watchful and prepared.
因为他们真的知道耶稣基督是要来的,
because they truly know that the Lord will come again.
彼得说的真知灼见, 就是一种预备。
This true and concise knowledge of Peter is a knowledge which allows us to prepare.
你不预备是因为你不知道还是你不相信?
You do not prepare. Is it because you do not believe or do not? Is it because you do not know?
但那预备好的,
but for those who are prepared,
他必然得救的,
they will be saved.
你预备好了吗?
Have you prepared yourself?